never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Maforo, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you, Malita. How are you today?
Well, thank you very much, Pastor. I'm looking forward to your answer to this question. I thought it was a remarkable question. I'm going to ask it, and then perhaps you can give us your perspectives. This question writer writes, and I'm reading it verbatim, why does the Bible say God is love? That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, right? And then the Bible says love is not jealous. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. And then the Bible says, and makes it impossible for us to just fathom this. It says God is a jealous God. This is Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. And then this person then asks the question, deductive reasoning makes it impossible for all three verses to be true simultaneously. Kindly give an answer to that, Pastor.
All right. Thank you very much for that question. Well, first of all, we need to remember that the attributes of God are not classified in one word only. We then need to understand, while we need to understand the context and while we need to understand the reason why certain attributes of God are mentioned, we need to make sure, or rather we need to also understand that the Bible does not contradict itself. In that regard, hence, you then have questions like that. So first of all, is God love? Yes, God is love. That is very true. No questions about it. And then love is not jealous. Now, what do we mean when we say love is not jealous? Well, you see, when we're dealing with jealousness, mainly there is a positive side to the jealousness, and then there is a negative side to the jealousness. So when you're looking at it, you must look at what is the intended meaning of the word jealous as a description of who God is, and at the same time, as a negative attribute that should never be associated with love. I don't know if that makes sense so far. I don't want to
go ahead. Confused. Go ahead, Pastor. Make your point. I'm looking forward to your answer. Go ahead.
Okay, so let's go and obviously take a look at what the meaning of jealous is. Generally, on your either simple dictionary definition, jealousy is a feeling or a, as I'm checking it out here, or a showing of an envious resentment of someone or their achievements or possessions or perceived advantages. So when someone perceives and looks at you, and then they have this feeling of resentment and wishing that to be theirs, and then you wish that whatever they are is not theirs and it is yours, then that aspect is on the negative and never should be accepted at any time to any Christian. But when it comes to God, God, when he looks at us, he looks at us, his intentions and his inclinations are never on the wrong, but his inclinations are always on the right. Let me put it this way. When God created Adam, he made his inclinations to be forever on the positive and never on the negative. For example, it is easy for you and I to sin because our propensities are inclined on evil. But with God, his inclinations are on good. So jealousness to God is not the same as jealousness to me. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
The inclinations of God are forever good. When Adam was created, he had not yet eaten the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In that aspect, it did not mean he didn't know good or evil. What that statement means, because how do I know he didn't know? Because, I mean, how do I know he knew good and evil? Because he knew that to eat is not good. Not to eat is good, right? So to him, the knowledge of good and evil was not largely inclined to what he was experiencing at that particular moment. Only that his propensities were inclined to doing that which is good. When he ate the tree, the propensities and inclinations changed focus and went to the evil. So when it comes to Adam now, or to the offspring of Adam, his jealousness, the jealousness of Adam, is inclined toward evil. When you say you wish that something is yours, when you look at someone's possession and wish them only to be yours and that they would not have, to that effect, it is only an inclination that is evil. You wish it for you and that other person may not have it. You are being selfish in a certain way. With God, his inclinations of selfishness are never inclined to evil, but they are always inclined to good. Coupled with the DNA of love, he will do anything to save us and to make sure that we do not die. I'm trying to find the proper words here. If God was, let me use a different word and not confuse. If God was to lie, let me use that word. His lying will never be inclined to evil. His lying will be inclined to good. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So whatever aspect of negative, when it is in God's hands, it is never anything that leads to destruction. But to man, anything that is evil, it is always inclined on the left, extreme left, and its end result, it will lead to death. So when you look at God saying he is a jealous God, his jealousness over us is so that we may not die. His thoughts and his intentions are pure good. They are never intended for evil. But the jealousness of man is different, because the jealousness of man is inclined to evil, and the end result leads to sin, and the end result does not bring anything that is positive to us. And then the last point I want to make there, to see if I could have clarified this. The same is said about Jesus when he was tempted. The first temptation, for example, when it says, turn these stones into bread. There is nothing evil by turning stones into bread. That aspect on its own is an act that anyone can do or make if they could, and still there is no sin towards if it is done by man. But because Christ was divine, he was tempted to use his divine power for his own personal benefit, which was sinful in a way to him. Hence, it becomes a temptation. So the manner in which God is, and the way in which God reacts, and the way in which God is perceived, must be understood in the aspect of divinity. When God says he is a jealous God, his jealousness is not the same as when we say Michael is jealous, because his jealousness is forever inclined towards that which is good and has never or will never have any inclinations of that which is evil. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate your answer. Appreciate you coming through to give us a perspective. Looking forward to your answers for next or tomorrow. Thank you very much.
I hear you, man.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. All right. 16 minutes now before 1.
It's not just music. It's your way of life. How you live. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.